This is an executive summary of 1,031 exchanges and Delaware statutory trusts in Indiana, Baker 1,031 Investments from Baker 1,031 Investments. Indiana taxes capital gains as ordinary income, up to 2.95%, stacked on top of federal tax, so selling appreciated real estate can cost roughly 26.8% of the gain. A 1031 exchange into a Delaware statutory trust lets Indiana investors defer that combined bill and trade active landlording for passive institutional real estate. Here's the tax stack on a long-held rental sold for a $1.5 million gain, excludes depreciation recapture, taxed separately at up to 25%, in Indiana's top bracket, roughly the combined rate above goes to tax if you sell outright, versus $0 now with a qualifying 1031 exchange. Run your Indiana numbers rules summarized as of 2026, verify with your tax advisor. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.